The National Women's Hockey League got a huge PR boost with an entertaining and competitive All-Star Weekend in Nashville. The Pro League, in its fourth year, put over 6,000 fans in the seats at Bridgestone Arena, the home of the NHL Predators. The NWHL All-Star Skills Competition was a fun event, too, to kick off the weekend. Hey, everybody, welcome to Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more at WWIB.com. Goaltender Nicole Hensley was one of 11 Olympians playing in the All-Star Game, and the gold medalist is with me on the show today. So, Nicole, tell us about All-Star Weekend there in Music City, will you?
I think I speak for every player that was there when I say that we all just had a wonderful time there. The NWHL put on a great couple events with the All-Star Game and the skills competition. And then, you know, the city of Nashville was a wonderful host. And I think it was awesome for the league to be able to go down there and, you know, kind of present women's hockey in a market that isn't necessarily thought of as a hockey market and get to, you know, grow the game in a different way than most of us are used to up in, you know, Buffalo, Boston, New York. Those are kind of places you think about when you think about women's hockey or hockey in general, but to be able to go a little bit further south and just spread the joy of the game was an absolute blast.
Yeah, and speaking of the skills competition, you took first place in the fastest goalie competition. You were really burning up the ice.
Yeah, I mean, it's always skills comps are always funny for goalies because you kind of sit there and you get cold, and then they're like, okay, go in and stop some breakaways. So it was kind of fun to get to do, you know, something a little different for the goaltenders. I have to be honest, I did practice the laps before I went down there because I was a little worried I was going to trip going full speed out there. But it was a really fun event for the goalies and just, you know, a lot of smiles and laughs the whole time.
Yeah, that goalie gear is pretty cumbersome, so I don't blame you warming up a few times. The final race, by the way, for that fastest goaltender title came down to you and your teammate, Shannon Zabados, right?
Yeah, it did. We've had a lot of fun playing together this year, and I don't have a lot of things that I could say I've done that Shannon hasn't. So to get that one over here was kind of fun.
Yeah, you were signed by the Buffalo Buttes franchise a few weeks before Shannon came on board there in Buffalo. So there you are on the roster, and then one of the best tenders in the world, Shannon Zabados, is signed. You have to compete with her. What were you thinking when the club signed Shannon?
So, I mean, Shannon and I kind of had spoken about it and kind of talked about how we felt about being goalie partners. And for me, I was excited the whole time. I mean, she's the best at what she does for a reason. So to get the opportunity to see how she handles, you know, the daily routine of lifting and skating day in and day out was a no-brainer for me to want to play with her. And just, you know, she's been to three Olympics and has two gold medals for a reason. So just to learn from her has been a blessing and an honor just to be her teammate.
Yeah, in the All-Star Game, you were on opposite ends of the ice in different teams. The game came down to a shootout. They're the home of the Nashville Preds. Tell me about the All-Star Game.
The crowd was awesome. I think there were over 6,000 people that stayed after the Predators game to watch ours. So, like I said, to showcase women's hockey to that many people in a not traditional hockey environment is a huge win for women's hockey. And it was a ton of fun to get to play in front of their energy and a lot of fun to have. So, you know, Buffalo had girls on each team, so it was kind of fun to play against girls that you're usually on the same side with and kind of trying to out-duel them mentally to, oh, she usually does this, but is she going to do that today? Because she knows that I know she does that. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, everyone was all smiles and, you know, it was just awesome to see everyone come together and just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think over 500,000 watched the game on an internet stream. A couple of weeks before your All-Star game, the NHL had its big midseason show, and Kendall Coyne of the Women's Hockey League skated to oohs and ahs that day in the speed competition, the skills competition there. What kind of boost did Kendall give your league and your sport?
I think, first of all, Kendall Coyne is probably the best ambassador for the game that we could ask for as a group. So to have her kind of leading the way and showing people that, you know, our game is very much worth watching. And it really gives a great voice to women's hockey and a well-spoken one at that. So, watching Kendall handle all of this with such grace and just love for the game and being able to help grow it has, it's been fun to watch her and at the same time try to, with the rest of the league, try and kind of pick her up and carry her through it as well as, keep moving forward for everyone. So, we can only feel very appreciative for what she's done for the game to help get us a little bit more notoriety and maybe some people that wouldn't have watched our games saw the NHL skills competition and were like, oh, wow, maybe I'll go check that out. So it's been a whirlwind for her, I'm sure, but we're very proud of everything she's done.
All right, women's pro goaltender Nicole Hensley with me talking about the Women's Pro League All-Star Game in Nashville. And she was part of Team USA, took home a gold from Pyeongchang a year ago in the Winter Olympics. And I think we'll pick it up there next time with you, Nicole, and see how your life has changed since. So thanks for coming by today. Appreciate you taking the time. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you as well. Thanks for having me.